Good morning. Yesterday we saw the Bar Tanura who taught us that based on a Mishnah in Bikurim that they used to stand up when people would bring the first fruits, the Bikurim, to Yerushalayim, even those who were on the job would stand up for them. And says the Bar Tanura, based on that, the concept is somebody is doing a mitzvah, we stand up for them. And he brings another two examples of that. When you have people who are carrying somebody who passed away, for example, carrying a coffin, we stand up for them as well. That is number one. So those who are carrying a coffin, or if there's no coffin, carrying the mace, the niftar. And number two is when the people carry a baby to the bris milah, we stand up as well. So that was the Bar Tanura. He extrapolates from the mitzvah Bikurim to both a levaya, escorting somebody who passed away, and also escorting a baby on the way to the bris. So we're going to continue on that Bar Tanura and discuss first the levaya. Is there really a mitzvah to stand up for those who are escorting the body? And number two, those who are escorting the baby to the bris. So when it comes to the first, the levaya, the prisha, and the kataz say as follows, that the concept here is not that we are standing up there for the person who passed away. It's not for the nifter, el arak bishul hachayim ha'oskim, but we are standing up on behalf of the people who are involved in taking care of that nifter. They are carrying the body. They are doing chesed to that individual passed away, and accordingly, everyone else has to stand up because they are actively doing the mitzvah of chesed. The Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu says, "Shebaofen shein mitaskim im ha-meis." However, if they're not actively involved in the mace, for example, if they're simply bringing the body in an agala, in a cart, for example, nowadays we would say in a hearse or something like that, or if they're non-Jews that are bringing the body, there is no mitzvah to stand up for those who are osim mitzvah. Simply escorting the person as opposed to carrying the person, being actively involved, that would not be sufficient according to Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu. However, the Orach HaShulchan disagrees as long as they are being melave, shetzorich la'amod b'fnei melave ames. There are people who are escorting the person who passed away. They are involved in a mitzvah. That is osek b'mitzvah. And it's mashma from his language, gam ipnei hamelavim tzorich la'amod, even if people are just escorting the body but not actively involved with the body, not carrying the body, but they are being malave, escorting the body, that is sufficient to obligate everyone else or have the mitzvah of everyone else to stand up for those individuals. And even more so, the Ben Ish Chai says that the minhag in Baghdad was when people were inside their own homes and they knew that on the street outside their home there was a levaya going on, so people were escorting a body, they would stand up inside their houses, fully stand up, because in order to stand up for those who were escorting the body, so they had to stand up because you stand up for those who are doing a mitzvah. So there we have it when it comes to that first mitzvah added on to Bikurim by the Bar Tanura. When it comes to escorting somebody who passed away, so the people who are escorting, certainly involved, actively involved in carrying the body, they are involved in the mitzvah of chesed, and that would also trigger the mitzvah, the obligation for everyone else to stand up on their behalf. When it comes to a bris, and this is the second mitzvah that was added on by the Bar Tanura, so there's a Shoshanim LeDavid that asks on this, that none of the other poskim bring this halacha that you need to stand up for people who are bringing a baby to the bris. We just don't see the poskim bringing this. And in fact, he says this is very different from the mitzvah of Bikurim. When it comes to the mitzvah Bikurim, those who are actually carrying the Bikurim, they are doing a mitzvah. The pasuk says, "V'halachta l'makom," simply bringing the Bikurim is a mitzvah, but bringing the baby to a bris is not a mitzvah. That is not actively involved in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the bris itself. But those who are bringing the baby, that is not somebody who's osek b'mitzvah. So he asks on the Bar Tanur, who adds this on, that we stand up for those who are bringing the baby, ein ze ela hachana l'mitzvah. This is simply a preparation for a mitzvah, so why would we stand up for those who are bringing the baby to the bris? During the bris itself, okay. But on the way to the bris, it doesn't seem to make sense. Nonetheless, there are poskim who bring three different reasons why we would stand up for those who are escorting the baby as follows. Number one, the Zecher David says that it is just like in a number of places, we have a comparison between a bris and bringing a korban. And just like when it came to a korban, there was a mitzvah to bring the korban, to bring the animal to the Beis HaMikdash, so too there's a mitzvah to bring the child to its bris, and even returning would be a mitzvah as well, just like after there's a korban that's brought, we have a mitzvah of Trumas Hadesh, and so too returning to baby after the bris would be a mitzvah as well, and we would stand up for those who are both taking and returning the baby after the bris. So that is reason number one to stand. The Marvar Yabok brings another reason. It's because there's a chazal that tells us that anyone who goes to the bris is kemag kablim pnei ashchina. They are effectively being mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Accordingly, obviously, we have to stand in that context. So it's not only at the bris itself, but going as well. Then the Aruch HaShulchan says, because we're standing for Eliyahu, the Malach HaBris Eliyahu will be attending. So we have various reasons for standing at the bris, or even at the Hachana preparations for the bris. That indeed would be a source for it. Three different reasons for that. Number one, it's like a korban. Number two, we're standing for the Shechina. Number three, we're standing for Eliyahu. And in Mir Zashem, we will continue of other examples of things that maybe we should be standing for when people are involved in a mitzvah. Maybe we'll get to examples of things that we would not have to be makbid to stand, even though there are people who are doing a mitzvah. Have a wonderful day.